message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To church this morning, we have been tremendously blessed by the children, and we are grateful to God for their life and for the life of all their teachers. And my prayer is that God will continue to increase these children in Jesus' name. God's favor will continue to rest upon them in Jesus' name. This time next year, there will be several times more than this in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your loud amen? I have limited time this morning, and I trust God to grant me speed in the few minutes that are left in this service this morning. Wisdom for godly children upbringing. Wisdom for godly children upbringing. If you are not yet married, or you are not yet had children, this will also educate you and enlighten you on what you need to do when it gets to your turn. And it will soon be your turn in Jesus' name. I say it will soon be your turn in Jesus' name. I say it will soon be your turn in Jesus' name. I say it will soon be your turn in Jesus' name. God is the giver of children. And the role of parents is to ensure that these children fulfill the purpose of God on earth. No man can give a child. Only God can give children. In Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, the Bible says, I and the children that the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. That is, God is the giver. Myself and the children that God handed over to me, they are for signs and wonders. Everyone under the sound of my voice, those in the auditorium here and those who are watching us, your family shall be for signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Nurturing children is an essential responsibility of parents. In Proverbs 22 verse 6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is grown up, he will not depart from it. So it's essential that every parent possesses the wisdom that is required to take care of these children and to bring them up in the knowledge of God. For a child to become what God has destined him or her to be, it requires a solid foundation. And this morning, I'll be showing us essentials for children upbringing. Essentials for children upbringing. Just a few points, and then we will move on to show us other wisdom required for children upbringing. Number one essential for children upbringing is planting godly values in our children. Planting of godly values in our children. According to our call to worship this morning, Psalm 127, verse 3, children are the heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So God's intention is to ensure that he gives us children. And these children must assess godly values. Someone say godly values. We must implant into them godly values. We must release to them godly values. We must give to them godly values. It's essential that we give these children godly values. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. We're meant to know that even before a child is born in his mother's womb, God already has a plan for that child. And so it is essential that we give these children godly values. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before your children were formed, God already knew them. And it's essential that you give to them godly values. Training a child is the responsibility of parents, not school teachers. It is not the responsibility of teachers in the school, particularly, to train up our children. It is the responsibility of parents. And so we must train these children. Only children that are trained can reign. Because Daniel was trained, he refused to bow. He refused to bow before the king, before those that made a decree. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were well trained, they refused to bow. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Daniel 3, 14 and 15. They refused to bow. And now Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I set up? Now, if you are ready to serve this God, I will leave you alone. Go to the next verse because of time. Next verse, please. Media. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We are not scared to answer thee in this matter. We have been well trained that God cannot fail us. Godly values has been implanted into us, and we know that God can't fail us. If be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, but and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God. Someone say training. These children have been well trained that you are not meant to serve any other God. You are not meant to worship money. You are not meant to worship cars. You are not meant to worship clothes. You are not meant to worship houses and estates. You are only meant to worship God. I'll advise you, if you have more time when you get home, you can study this scripture very well. You will see how God delivered Daniel from the lion's den and delivered these three Hebrew boys mysteriously from the burning fiery furnace. That is how God will deliver your children today. I said that is how God will deliver your children today. Can I hear your loud amen? So you must train them. Some of the godly values we have to teach them is praying and fasting. Appreciation. We must teach them to be appreciative. To say thank you when they are giving gifts. We must train them to study the word. John chapter 8 verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We must train them to study the word. We must let them know that the Bible is a book of transformation and not just a book of information. The Bible is a book that transforms a child, not just to inform the child. Number four, we are also supposed to train them to make sure they are filled with the Holy Ghost. So that when they do something wrong, the Holy Ghost will prick them in their heart and say, you have done something wrong. You just took fish that mommy did not give you. You just took sweets that mommy did not give you. My prayer is that all our children will be filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We are also to teach them to love God and the things of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 7. We are to teach them to love God and to love the things of God. To love God and to love the things of God. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise. That is, every time you must teach your children to love God. You must teach your children to love God. It's better to teach your children to love God than to teach him physics and chemistry. It's better to teach your children to love God than to teach him how to do business. Because if you teach him how to love God, every other thing shall be added unto him. A prayer for someone here today is that the grace to teach your children to love God be given unto you in the name of Jesus. We also to teach them the essentials of godly association. Essentials of moving with the right people. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Don't be deceived. We are to teach them that there are some friends. Don't let your children be deceived that when somebody is from a rich family, a child of somebody who is rich must automatically be their friend. They might be rich in money, or they might be poor in morals. When somebody is rich in finance and poor in morals, it will still be destroyed, because it is money that destroys some people. It is excess money that destroys some children. Your own children shall be spared in Jesus' name. I say your own children shall be spared in Jesus' name. I don't have time to go deep into all this because time has gone and we still have a lot to do. Number seven, we are also supposed to teach them to be givers. I'm talking about what we are meant to teach them and what we are supposed to teach them so that they can become what God wants them to be. What the godly values are supposed to give to them, and I'm on number seven already. We are supposed to teach them, number one, I said, teaching them how to pray, teaching them appreciation. We are supposed to teach them to study the word. We are supposed to teach them to make sure they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Number five, we are supposed to teach them to love the things of God. And under that, I quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. Number six, I said we are to teach them the essence of godly association. And of course, number seven, we are to teach them to be givers. If your children are stingy now, they will still be stingy in the future. The playboys of yesterday are still the playmen today. So don't think that it's because he's small. What you'll be practicing later is what he's practicing now. So how can you give a child something and you say, give me small out of it, and he says no? Then you teach him, this is what to do. I gave you this thing. And then they will have a better understanding. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Don't say, I will teach him later. Teach him now. Don't say, I will teach him later. I will show him how to give later. Show your children it is essential to give offering on Sundays. Show your children that when they give them something, they are meant to give tithe of whatever they are given. Whatever gifts they have been given, they are expected to also give back to God from what you teach them from now. Don't wait till then. it might be too late at that time. Because at that time, they already have their own mindset. And number eight, godly value we are supposed to teach them is to teach them manners, table manners, dressing manner, table manner. You know, we are not supposed, when you are on the table, you are not meant to be talking and eating at the same time. You can't be taking food and then be gisting at the same time. Either you are gisting or you are eating. You can't be doing the two. You teach them table manners. You teach them respect and honor, how to respect and honor elders, how to respect and honor those who are above them. Teach them how to dress properly. And they must not wear skirt that is fleet. They must not be seated and then their underwear is showing. You must teach them these things. That they must, as they grow up and their body begins to grow, there are some parts that are not meant for outside visibility. Since they are not in a film show, and even such film shows are not allowed for Christians. Hello. We must teach the children these things. Some time ago, I went to a barbing salon, and the boy of the barber, I told him to follow me so that I can give him some change. And as he followed me, a young boy, when we got to the place where I wanted to give him something, I asked him, "What's your name?" He told me. I said, "They are fasting now." He said, "Yes, are you fasting?" He said, "Yeah." "How old are you?" He said, 13. "When did you start fasting?" He said, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I said, "How many days do you fast out of the fast?" He said, "Muslim fast. It's 30 days. I fast everything." Since that time, they start teaching their children the precepts of their religion from the credo, from the small a child like this. For Christians, everything carry go. Everything is allowed with Christians. That's why you see people they speak against Christians a lot now, because Christians, our moral standards and values are very low sometimes. We must teach these children if we want them to be royal and to reign tomorrow. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. I'm talking about godly values. Number two, that I'll be talking about today, talking about essentials for Christian upbringing. The first one I talk about is godly values. The second one is that we must become a role model for our children if we want them to grow up well. We must become a role model for our children. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 9. "But to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us." How many parents can say that I want my children to follow me? But children will not even follow. If you ask people here now, how many of you, your wish in life is to follow the path of your father and your mother? That is why you want to follow the pattern. Oh, yeah, raise up your hand. You want to follow the exact pattern. The way their life is, the way they live their life, the way they conduct, that's the same way you believe to live your life. We see that very few wish for such. And that's why most children don't have mentors in parents any longer. It's important for us as parents to be parents that children will want to emulate. Somebody say emulate. A parent must be a role model, an example for his children to follow, an example for our children to follow. Whatever you do, your children will do consciously or unconsciously. In finance, we have what we call SOP, Standard Operating Procedure, SOP. That is the same code to which children used to learn. There are three ways that children learn. The first one is studying. The second one is observation. Hello? And the third one is practice. Those are the three ways children learn. They observe you. They look at you. They look at your lifestyle. They look at the way you conduct yourself. Don't think that your children are not blind. You can see. So you must consciously model your life in such a way that your children will want to move. Children are very, very observant. Very, very, very observant. Very, very observant. You can't hide anything from them. Except they're not with you. You can't hide anything from them. They know everything. They see everything. It's just that they might not talk. You know, when my children were still younger, I when they asked me, "Daddy, how old are you?" They'll be guessing my age among themselves. "Daddy is so-so-so. Daddy is so-so. Daddy is so-so. Daddy is so-so." Sometimes they will get, sometimes they will be wrong. Sometime recently, when we traveled and they asked us, "What's your date of birth?" Not knowing that they are cramming. So they went to calculate it. So later they came to me and said, "Daddy, we know your date of birth, but we know your age." I said, "Ah, no." I said, "You are telling me." And they told me exactly. They said, "You are so-so-so-so-so-so. You were born in 1970. So-so-so-so-so-so-so." I said, "How did you know?" They said, You did like this to me. Like, you think we are not sharpening. Children are smart. They observe. They study. Sometimes they will do as if they don't hear anything. Everything you are saying with your wife and your husband, everything is registering in their brain. Perfectly. That's why you must be careful how you conduct yourself so that your children can see a role model in you. If cartoons are violent, you must not allow them to watch it. If movies are X-rated or movies are movies that doesn't glorify God, you must not allow them to watch it. You must not even watch it, not to talk of your children. You must not even watch such movies, not to talk of your children. So you must be careful what they watch. You must be careful. Everything that you practice, they are preparing to practice it. Everything that you practice, your children are preparing to practice it. It has been observed that most of those who are in occult today, their parents were in occult. Most of the people that are in occult today, in cult, in occult, their parents were also occultic. They saw the calabash in the daddy's room. They saw when he goes out. They saw a lot of things. So it's not a big deal to them because daddy does it. If daddy can do it, what's the big deal? If mommy can be visiting churches from one church to another, sometimes they will even enter your room or they will peep through the whole of your room and see you around 14 candles. You see it? They will peep. When they knock, you don't answer. They will peep through the whole of and they will say, mommy's around the candle. Red candle, safe. So when they grow up and they have challenges, they cannot stay and fight the good fight of faith. And they will go to one place, they will go to another place, they will go to one place, they will go to another place, they will go to one place, and they will be asking money from them. So watch it. Watch it and be careful. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Quickly this morning, as we fire on this morning, I want to show us wisdom for parents and guidance for their children upbringing. Since we are in the month of wisdom and we are rounding up gradually, wisdom for parents and guidance for their children upbringing. Number one, don't expose your children to corrupt practices, fraudulent practices. Don't train your children on how to evade things. It is wisdom for a parent to teach his child the proper way to live. You know why a lot of politicians and a lot of big men in Nigeria that send their children abroad, most of their children are abroad, they end in jail. They learned it from here. Because in Nigeria, most people don't do things right. Almost everything is done in a crooked, conny way. And it's not like that abroad. So when they do like that, within 6 months, they are already in jail. I heard the story of a young boy who left Nigeria here and traveled to the U.S. And then immediately he got there. Not too long after he got there, he went into conny business, all this Yahoo kind of thing. And then he was caught. And when he was caught, they took him to jail for some time. After the jail, they deported him back to Nigeria. His father is a big soldier. So immediately he came back, the father already was in an outfit ready to start boxing him. After some time, the boy also got up. Maybe all these things I'm doing, I learned it from some of the things I should do. So be careful. Don't expose. If you expose your children to evil, they will do evil. If children are smoking banja wiwi in the house, after some time, they want to see how it really looks like. Why does daddy love this thing so much? Why does daddy like this kind of thing so much? May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number two, wisdom for parents and guidance for their children of bringing is don't beat or abuse your spouse in the presence of your children. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Colossians 4 verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Don't call your spouse, your husband or your wife, foul languages or foul names. No, don't call them at all. Not to talk of calling them in the front of your children. A man with a bad head. You know how they say it in vernacular. That man with a bad head. Rubbish man. Nonsense man. Poor man. Idiot. Such languages are foul languages. Women, what you call your husband is what your husband will be. As you are speaking to your husband, if you speak greatness to him, even if he's small, he will become great. If you speak to him like a small boy, he will still be a small boy. If you honor him as if he's a king, he will become a king. Not a king in practical terms of sitting on the throne, but a king in life. A person that will sit among his peers and he will be respected. Husbands, don't call your wife foul languages. When you married her, she was very, very, very lean and very slim. After you made her to pop babies, she has now become big. You now begin to talk to her and call her all sorts of names. as if like talking like she's a bread that you threw inside water. Are you to the one that threw her inside the water? Let your word be seasoned with salt if you want to train your children. Let your children see the way you love their mother. Let your children see the way you love their mother and pray that God will give them a husband like you. How many children now in this present day can say, I want God give me a man like my father who will love me like my father loves my mother? Don't beat or abuse. Don't remove belts to start beating your wife or your husband. So women beat their husband. Oh God, you've not seen anything. So women beat their husband. Very well. Either beat the man with their tongue or even beat him physically. Know that the man is very gentle. I will give you a little slap. Before the man will say, eh, what do you mean? She has already slapped him. Number three, wisdom for children upbringing is don't have more children that you can cater for. Luke chapter 4 verse 28. Luke 14:28. For which of you, intending to build a house, build a tower, seated not down first and counted the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Children, having children is not something you just be doing anyhow. Just having children anyhow. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, there's a story there of a man called Mephibosheth who had a servant, who had 15 sons. A servant had 15 children. What are you looking for? Somebody that cannot eat is having 15 children. Is he going to sell them? Is he planning to start a football team like Arsenal? What is the problem? Is it a competition? This is modern times. It's not time that you just be puppy babies. Five children in 5 years. We must be very, very careful. We must have enough children that we can easily cater for, easily take care of, so that our children don't become vagabonds. Now send this one to this one. Go and stay with this one. Or ask this one. Go and stay with that one. Go and stay with this one. May the Lord give us understanding. I need to double now because of time. Number four, wisdom for children upbringing is expose your children to sex education at the right age. Don't ever assume that sex education is something that your children must never know. If you don't teach them, the society will teach them. If you don't teach them, the internet will teach them. If you don't teach them, the school and the environment in the school will teach them. Teach them what love is about. When they get to the level where they begin to menstruate as a lady, teach them what to do when it comes. Don't assume that they will know it or it's something that they must not know. They must know it. Because if you don't teach them, somebody will teach them. I read the story of a young boy who was very young. And they were asking him, what are you going to be when you grow up? He said, I don't know yet. If cult people catch me first, I become a cultist. If Jesus catch me first, I stay for Jesus. I don't know yet. Is anybody that teach me first? If evil people teach me first, I become evil. If Jesus teach me first, I stay for Jesus. That's why we must not assume that children will just leave children on auto run. Just be doing auto run. We must consciously teach them. Someone say consciously. We must consciously teach them. We can't just leave them. Bible says a child left to his mother, left to himself, bringeth his mother shame. A child left to himself, bringeth his mother shame. A child left to himself, bringeth his mother shame. A child that you just have, forget about that child. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So teach them the right things. Educate them on parts of their body that people cannot be touching anyhow. Educate them. Teach them as they grow. And I pray that God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Number five, wisdom for godly children of bringing is don't over pamper your children. Proverbs 29 verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give rod, cane, it gives wisdom. Rod, cane gives wisdom. So there are some times you need to spank. Not that you beat the child to the extent that the child down is has to be carried to the hospital. But the Bible is trying to say, don't over pamper your children. Don't over pamper them that they become rotten. You know, in some places they say, that child is spoiled. Your child will not be a spoiled child. Don't over pamper a child that is saying, you now spoil the child. You now spear the rod and you spoil the child. I know you know that story very well of that boy that was an arm robber. And did arm robber very well from his childhood. He was stealing and bringing things home. Bring all sorts of goodies home. Mother would never ask, where did you get this thing? Who owns this thing? I didn't buy this thing for you. We'll be using it in the house and everything. Graduated from stealing small things, went ahead to stealing cars, went to armed robbery and all that, and he was eventually caught. Evil people, they were always eventually caught. And when he was caught, they wanted to kill him. And he said, please, before you kill me, I want to quickly talk to my mother. Just something. And they told baby, he had a secret he wanted to tell the mother. He said, Mommy, please come. And as he brought her ears to, he beat off a better part of the ears. And blood gushed out, like when they nailed Jesus on the cross. The blood gushed out. Why? He said, when I was doing evil, this woman never corrected me. When I was still stealing small things, she just kept quiet. We're done. This one is very nice, okay? This one is even more modern than the one you brought the day before yesterday. The woman never told the child, this is wrong. You must never leave your child without being corrected. Because children will make mistakes. Don't spare them correction. Don't, when it's time to correct them, don't spare them in the place of correction. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Do you know that even adults, as adults, we still need correction sometimes? So you, not to talk of a child, as adults, we need correction. Not to talk of a child who doesn't even know about the wisdom of life. Anybody that hates correction will be destroyed eventually. Because you are not perfect. So somebody must correct you. Somebody must tell you this is wrong. Always learn to correct them and don't over pamper them. Let me double up and then we'll be rounding up in a little while. Wisdom for godly children of bringing. Teach them God's word regularly. Teach them yourself. Pray together regularly. If you want your children to grow in the Lord, do it deliberately. Do it deliberately. Sit down with them as God helps you and gives you the time. And also, better still, on a daily basis, have a time that you pray together. Have a time that you study together. Learn things, new things, and then teach your children. And as you do this, the Lord will continue to help us in Jesus' name. Number 7, where I'll stop this morning, wisdom for godly children upbringing. Transfer your wisdom to your children. The wisdom that God has given to you, show them what to do. If you know that reading is important, teach them to read. If you know that hard work is important and you work hard, show your children that they must work hard so that they will not suffer hard life. Transfer your wisdom to your children. Do you know the reason why most rich people, their children don't do well? They hid their wisdom from the children. The children did not know what to do for them to become like their father. If you are great, your greatness is only sustained if your children are also great. If you are a great woman, your greatness is only sustained if your children are also great. So transfer your information. Don't die with your wisdom. Don't die with the wisdom God has given to you. Train them. Train them. It is training that turns trash to treasure. It is training that turns trash to treasure. So when you train a child who looks like a rubbish today, it will become somebody tomorrow. So train them. Deliberately train them. Speak to them daily on what they need to do, on how life is. And that is only possible if you yourself have invested into yourself, in your childhood, in your youth, and all. My prayer is that none of our children shall become a wayward child. None of our children shall become like children of Belial. None of our children shall become children like Eli. Can I hear you say a big amen? Do you know why Eli did not end well? He refused to give them adequate training. And the children were sleeping with women in the church when they were eating the sacrifices. He did not vehemently say, this is wrong, stop it. Even when they told him, your children, they said, God is about to judge you. He said, he's God. Whatever he wants to do. When God heard that, he said, that's all. And those same children, it was their problem that killed him. The problem of your children will never kill you. In fact, from this morning, God will wipe out problems from the life of your children. Can I hear you say a big amen? I speak prophetically to the future of your children. They will be very, very great. I say the future of your children will be very, very great. Mark it, your children will be greater than you. No matter how great you are, your children will be greater than you. No matter how great you are, your children will be greater than you. You will never know the graveside of your children. You will never know the graveside of your children. Let me hear you say a big amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.